part of this special hour of prayer by calling right now, 609-493-TALK. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce is looking forward to praying with you.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. Jim Manfredonia here, and we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty bringing Bruce in. I don't know if he's there. Bruce, you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Well,
can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Bruce.
Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to get some adjustments around here because it's like, wow, it's like blasting me out. I can't hear. So, folks, I'm tinkering, and that's not good when I tinker. How's that any better?
That's great. You sound great.
Okay, good, good. Wow, that was down to the wire.
Right.
As what did Father Groeschel say?
Yeah, Lord takes us right to the edge.
Man, we already had 2 feet or 2 inches over the edge already.
It's a matter of faith. It's a matter of trust.
Yeah, we prayed and laid hands on
these little of things. Faith, he's saying right now.
I'll tell you, Jim, this has been a really crazy week for technical things.
Okay.
It's like unbelievable.
Well, you know, me too.
Nothing
today
in my life with technical is working.
Yeah, and me too. I was, you know, I have access to the building here remotely from my home, and I usually, just before I leave my house, I put the heat on here, and I could do it remotely, and I couldn't get in today. Nothing, it wasn't working. I couldn't, until I got here, then I had to turn the heat. I like to keep the heat off as much as possible.
Right.
Save some money. But anyway, the Lord, he's probably having a good laugh now.
Oh, he is. He is. He has such an so incredible that, yesterday, over the weekend, and my cable and modem and all that stuff just kind of didn't work. I kept flinking out. So I was on hours with the tech people, and they finally said, it's your equipment. We'll send you new stuff. So the new stuff came the next day on hours again. And finally she said, I can't help you. I'm going to send somebody out.
Well, here
so
we
somebody
are.
Came out, and the guy said, you know, they do this all the time, all the time. Mm-hmm. They send new equipment, but they don't activate it. So he spent about 10 minutes and activated it, and away he went.
There you go. Yeah. So same thing here. Boy. We had to just have a little reboot, and that did the trick. So happy to have you back, Bruce, on this day. Unfortunately, we don't have any phone lines open today. Cheryl had to be up at the parish because there's a lot going on there today.
Oh,
so,
I would imagine. Wow.
Lent is her busy time of year. So, but we do have email access, and I'll let you start the way you always start with your prayer, and then we'll give you information how to get in touch with us.
Excuse me. And, folks, you're going to have to excuse the coughing a little bit, and I've just got over a really bad cold, and so I'm still kind of nasally. So I know that you'll all be patient with us. You have been so far, right, Jim?
Yeah. Well, that was all transparent to them. We were on the air. We were supposed to be right at the top of the hour. So.
Yeah, I was just about ready to text you. I said, hey, the machine's on. And then I heard Cheryl talking. Okay, folks, enough of this levity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we do thank you for the miracle of technology that can allow us to join in with all of our listeners all over the world, wherever they might be, and we can come to your throne of grace. And Lord, I do pray for all of those that are they're listening, or I won't just say tuned in, but all of those that are connected and that are looking forward to praying, looking forward to bringing their prayers. And I thank you for the privilege of being able to join with them and take some of these requests up to your throne of grace. And so, Lord, I do pray for all those that are listening. I pray that you'd bless them, that, Lord, that even despite the setbacks that we face in life, and we all face setbacks and difficult times, we know that you never leave us and that you always want to hear from us. Things can never get so bad that we can't pray. And, Lord, just protect us when things get really good and we forget to. So, Lord, I just pray your blessing on them, and I do pray for our priests, Lord. You know the heavy burden that they carry, especially this time of year, with all of the things that come up and all the extra times of enrichment. And a lot of them, you know, have to make extra time for themselves to just kind of get together and maybe pray. And so, Lord, and we know that the enemy this time of year especially wants to really just jump on everybody. So as all of God's children are thinking about their own lives and their relationship with you and are trying to get their lives in good order with you, and that's when the devil comes in because he doesn't like it. So we pray against the power of the enemy in all the listeners and in our priests. So bless them all, give them strength, and just give them some real wisdom so that they can be the shepherds that you want them to be. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, thanks a lot. And friends, we are coming to you live on this March 5th. So if you have a special prayer request that you would like Bruce to pray for, now is the time to either email or text the request. Unfortunately, we don't have the phone lines open today, but you can text to 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Just text your request to that number, 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, just hit on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way, and we'll get that here, and I'll pass it along to Bruce. But again, the text line is open. You can text 609-493-8255.
All right. Well, you know, Jim, I want to start off with a really great answer to prayer. Someone just sent an email in that I don't know if you remember, there was an individual who was going to have a tumor removed. Mm-hmm. I think it was our first session in February over at Fox Chase. Mm-hmm. And well, this person sent back and said he or she is in great thanksgiving because it was removed with the lymph nodes and it all is benign.
Wonderful.
So she, very, very beautiful email she sent us. Thanking the Lord for that, thanking the Lord for all of those that prayed for us praying, and she thanked all the listeners who were praying too. And I think that was just wonderful. And but she still has 6 to 8 weeks of surgery, and so she's not asking for prayer, but I thought it'd be a good way to start off to give thanks and continue to pray for her or him.
Amen. Very good.
I forget whether it was him or her at that time.
Okay. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number to call. I'm sorry, to text. The phone line is not open. You can text 609-493-8255. And someone did text Bruce asking for prayers to fix their financial problems and help them with their business.
Okay. I think that's one that we have prayed before, so we're just going to continue. So from financial fixing, as it were. I think that's what he said, right?
Yes, fix financial problems and help with the business.
Okay, let's pray for that. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I do thank you for this request, and if it's one that the same person that we've prayed for, similar, I pray that you would really give them patience as you bring about this answer. And even if it's not, I pray that you'd bring about this answer and give them patience to realize that you are going to be in control, and help them to have ears that hear you, and just help them, Lord, to be able to just rest in you, as it were. And I know that's really hard to do when the business isn't doing well and there's financial problems, and we know that the enemy comes in and just stirs the water and makes things even worse. So, Lord, I do pray that you would just help them to breathe in your Holy Spirit, just to breathe in your presence and to just rest in you. And we do ask, Lord, that you would bring about a solution to these financial problems. Whatever that is, Lord, it sounds like to fix some problems, it sounds like there's some major things that have gone wrong. And that, and I don't know what the business is and what kind of business problems there might be, but in this day and age, there's a lot of business problems. And so I do pray for this person. Pray for their business. Pray for their financial needs, Lord. And that most of all, Lord, that you would, through some, perhaps through your divine providence, of you might just send someone who just happens to cross their path. We know that's not really how it works. You send them. And that might be of some help in giving some direction or some solution to this issue. Lord, you're the great fixer, and we're not going to even attempt to tell you how to do it. But, Lord, through your providence, through your love and mercy, I pray that you would just surround this person now and let them know that you understand and you are in the process of bringing about an answer. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255. Friends, that's the number you can text. 609-493-8255. We are coming to you live on this Tuesday, March 5th. So you can text me, and I'll pass that along to Bruce. You can also email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of our homepage there, just click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. If you have our free Domestic Church Media mobile app, you can pull that up on your phone in the upper left-hand corner, those four squares, just tap that, and a menu appears, and about halfway down, you see prayer requests. You can just select that and submit your prayer request right from your phone, and we'll get it right away. 609-493-8255 is the number to text.
All right. Okay, let's pray for this individual who had these tumors removed and is going to be spending some time recovering. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I do add our thanks, my thanks to you for coming through and just helping this individual to just be able to rejoice in you. And I thank you so much that they took the time to let us know that you've answered your prayer and that this tumor was benign, all the lymph nodes that were removed were benign, and Lord, that this person's on the road to healing now, and I know it must be a great mental and emotional relief to know that this is taken care of, that part now. So Lord, they have a long time of recovery, because apparently from what I understand, it was a major, major surgery to do this. And so Lord, just continue to bring healing to this individual. Continue to visit them. Continue to just put your spirit upon them. Continue to remind them of your love. And when those times when it's painful and uncomfortable, or there's some difficult thing that they used to be able to do that now they have to have somebody do for them, that you would just give them the patience and your sustaining grace throughout this whole time. And that, Lord, if it be your will, that you might even cut that down from 6 to 8 weeks to something much shorter. And Lord, I just thank you that. Surround this person with good support of friends and family. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, the text number is 609-493-8255. If you have a prayer request, urgent prayer request, maybe you promised to pray for someone, you want to share that with Bruce. And again, as we say all the time, you know, we're not limited to just an audience receiving this signal on our terrestrial radio stations. We are literally going around the world, and we have close to 3,000 downloads of our mobile app on every continent except Antarctica. So you never know who's listening and from where they're listening, but they are here to pray for you and your special intentions. So now's the time, my friends. You can call 609, I'm sorry, text 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. An email did just come in, Bruce. Says, Bruce, can you help me pray for healing that my right leg and hip can be fully restored in the name of Jesus? Amen.
Oh, hey. Well, okay. Excuse me. Okay, fully restored. I'm just writing this down so we can carry it on. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do thank you for this individual that knows from whence their help comes. And I love that psalm that tells us, you know, the psalmist says, so where does my help come from? It doesn't come from the mountains. It doesn't come from armies helping me. It comes from you, Lord. And I thank you that this individual knows that the ultimate help, I'm sure they're grateful as we all are for physicians and surgeons and all kinds of the medical things and therapy. But we know that ultimately it's your hand that we need to bring total healing and restoration. So, Lord, I do uplift this individual to you. I help this person right perhaps even, you know, giving them some support on the right-hand side as they come into your throne of grace, that, Lord, you might just touch that hip and that leg and remove whatever pain might be there, remove whatever restriction of movement might be there, whatever it is that's causing this difficulty, that the leg and hip might be fully restored, that they might be able to move about just better than they ever have before, that you might, as the scripture says, renew their youth, their body like the eagles, like a youth, that you might just restore that health, that you might make that hip and leg better than it's ever been. And Lord, I thank you that we can all pray for this individual. I'm sure many of us have had knee and hip problems and leg problems, And so we can relate to that. And if we haven't, we're all going to get to an age where we probably will. And so, Lord, I do just bring that person to you. And I thank you that everybody's listening and will be praying for this person too. And we'll just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, friends, we don't have any phone lines open today, but you can text to the same number, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or email. Just go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. On the top of the screen, hit, click on the word pray, and there's a little form there. Just fill out real quick, submit it. We get it. Or if you have our free mobile app, you can go there, pull it up on your phone or tablet, and in the upper left-hand corner, there are those four squares. You hit that, the little drop-down menu appears. About halfway down, there's an option to make a prayer request. You can do it that way right from your phone, and we'll get it, and I'll pass it along to Bruce. So any of those ways, but the quickest and easiest way, just text us, 609-493-8255. And I know you received a request this morning and probably last night, too, I think I saw one.
Yes, I have a couple here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we have one that made a simple request. That's a very big request, deliverance from food addiction. And so that's that we don't really realize that sometimes food can be an addiction, and we eat for other reasons other than we're hungry. And on some of those occasions, I speak from experience. And so some of us eat when we're upset. Some of us eat when we're happy. Some of us eat both times. Some of us just eat all the time. And it can be quite detrimental, and we realize that we need some help. So let's pray for this person. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you, first of all, that this individual realizes that they have a problem and that it is an addiction and that it's something that's beyond their control. And so they are turning to you, confessing that in their own power and in their own strength, they can't resist. And Lord, I know that that's the way to healing for all of our problems. Everything in our life, we need to come to the point where we realize that we need your help and that without your power, our flesh is weak and cannot do it. We can't even really pray the way we should. We can't live the way we should without your power, without your strength. And when we try to do things on our own, so often it doesn't work or it doesn't work for very long. So, Lord, I just bring this individual to you. I pray that if there's some professional help this person can get, if there's a program, I know there's a lot of AA-type programs that for Eaters Anonymous and all kinds of different difficulties. I know they have them for all kinds, but the plan is about the same. And this person has already taken that first step in saying, I need help. I can't do this on my own. Life is out of control, and I need your help. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help them through the next 11 steps and help all of us who have these, help us all to realize the things that have a hold of us other than God. For your word tells us that you're a jealous God, and sometimes we can make idols out of things as well as people and jobs and money. And God is not pleased with that, and he can't bless us the way he wants to. But he will bless us as soon as we turn to him and say, Father, I have a problem that I don't want. And so, Lord, I do pray for this individual. Touch them, deliver them, Lord, and help them to really have a lasting, lasting recovery. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. All right, my friends, you can text your prayer request to Bruce right now. The number to text is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like, you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. On the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. Or if you have the free Domestic Church Media mobile app on your phone or tablet, just pull that up in the upper left-hand corner, those little four squares, tap that. A menu appears, and about halfway down, tap on prayer request, and you can do it that way as well. But again, the text line is open right now, 609-493-8255. And Bruce, we did receive a request from a parent. Can you pray for my son? He's a police officer and is unable to go back to work because he hit his head and suffered a concussion, and he's also suffering a bit from that.
Okay. Excuse me. Let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the again for this parent knowing from whence their help comes and that are believing in the power of prayer. And so, Lord, I do bring to you this person's son who for somehow has had an head injury with a concussion and is suffering from maybe it's some other kind of pain or from the same kind of pain, I don't know, but is unable to go back to work, is unable to provide for their family, or just his own needs if he doesn't have a family, Lord. But you know him, you know exactly who he is, and you know exactly what the circumstances are. Lord, I just put him in your hands. Perhaps this is the time he needs to recover and best he's not at work. So if that's the case, Lord, that he needs that time for you to heal him, that you'd provide for him, that you would just help him not to be too anxious, not to get upset over it, but that you would, through your wonderful, miraculous way, the way you just do things, Lord, that you would just take care of him, take care of his needs, the bills, all the things that are there, and then meanwhile, you'd be bringing healing to this brain injury, this concussion, and whatever else might be causing the pain, that you would just touch him, Lord, and bring him back. And we thank you for his service to the community by being a police officer, Lord. I thank you for that. That's a pretty dangerous job, so we pray, Lord, that when he does go back, you'd keep your hand upon him. And I'm sure this parent must pray constantly for their son while he's out on patrol or whatever kind of a job he has within the police department. We thank you for all of our police officers, Lord, that put their life on the line for our protection and our welfare. So we do pray for all of them, but specifically for this one. And I pray for this parent, Lord, that you would just reassure them that you're there, you're in control, you know all about it, and that you would just wrap your arms around both this parent and this son and just reassure them that you are there and that they're not forgotten and that you are in the process of bringing about a great miracle in their lives as you touch them. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we are coming to you live right now on this March 5th. Bruce is here for another half hour or so. So now is the time, as he comes every first and third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. with this program, Come to the Throne. And that's what we invite you to do, is take your prayer requests here so Bruce can take them and pray for you. 609-493-8255. That's the number to text. 609-493-8255. Or if you want to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, submit your request that way. Or if you have our free Domestic Church Media mobile app on your phone or tablet, just pull that up. And on the left-hand side, those four little squares, tap that, and you have your menu. About halfway down, it says prayer request. You can tap that and submit your prayer request that way. But the text line is open, 609-493-8255. 609-493-8255. You have another email there, Bruce?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Jim. I guess this is one of those times I need one of those cough buttons up here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's somebody that wrote in that they have started already a new job, and they're asking for prayers that they'd be able to learn what they need to learn be able to handle all the responsibilities. And apparently there's a possible difficult schedule ahead that they have to do. So they're asking for us to be praying for them that they might be able to handle this brand new job. Mm. It's always scary when you get a new job because you got to learn a lot real quick. And then he or she is also asking that if they are meant to move on to a different opportunity there, that they might be able to make it through whatever they have to do to get that as well. So let's pray for this new job. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this request. So often we pray for people to find a job, and now here's one who has. And I thank you, Lord, that again, they're coming to you like in a point of confession saying, this is a big job and I need your help. So often we jump into things and depend on our own strength, and when we start to flounder, then we pray. So I thank you that this individual is praying first and looking for our prayers and asking that we would just lift them up so that they might be able to do the job well, that they might be a good witness. I'm adding that part, that they might be a good witness by being responsible and able to do the job well, and that you'd help them in that learning curve that gets pretty steep in the very beginning. So I pray that you would help them to be able to grasp all of the things they need to do, to be able to handle all the new responsibilities and juggle all the things they have to juggle, as well as obviously there's going to be some scheduling difficulties that maybe perhaps a different shift, a different time, a different place, different traffic. I don't know, Lord. But whatever it is, I do pray that you would just work out all these details and that you would help them. I also add, Lord, that you would help them to be able to get along with their coworkers. I know there's always one or two that in every workplace that we need a little bit of extra TLC to be able to handle. And so I do pray you'd give them all the grace and mercy that they need. And that, Lord, whatever this other opportunity is he's talking about, I don't know whether it's in the same company or he's starting in at an entry level and is hoping to work his way or her way up the ladder, as it were, to a different position. But within there, I don't understand exactly what that new opportunity might be, a different opportunity, he's saying. So I do pray for that. If that's your perfect will, Lord, I pray that you would open up all the doors and they'd be able to make it through. But, Lord, I also pray that if this is not your will, that you would just keep those doors closed and that you would put upon their mind exactly what you want for them right now. And so, Lord, again, I just bring this person up to your throne of grace and ask for your special insight and help to be able to do what you've obviously called them to do in this new position. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we are coming to you live right now. This Bruce DiBacco is here with us, and the program is called Come to the Throne, and we invite you to text in or email in your prayer requests so Bruce can pray for you. 609-493-8255. That is the number you can text your prayer request to, 609-493-8255. And we did receive a request via text, Bruce, a person asking for prayers for success at a career and protection for themselves and their family.
Okay, excuse me, a little thing going there. And for their family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, excuse me. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I just pray that you would just help this individual in the career. And I trust that it's the one that you have called them to and you've opened up the doors for them to be part of. And that, Lord, that you would just help them. Help them to be able to just operate in that situation where they're at, whatever it is they're doing. I don't know. Could be anything. But you'd help them to operate in that in such a way that they'd be not only successful but bring you glory and honor. And that all of their qualities would be seen and recognized. And that, Lord, in your timing, I pray that it's always in your timing, Lord. If the promotions are to come and new opportunities, that you would just make them very clear. And most of all, make it very clear whether that's an opportunity this individual should look into or stay away from. Because we know that throughout our lives and our careers, that there are times things are offered to us that look good at first, and then in the end they're not so good, and there's others that look so-so, but in the end turned out to be the right one. So we need some extra discernment. So I pray that you'd give that person discernment, and that, Lord, that you would just be with their families, you'd keep them safe. Whatever families involved here, was an extended family or the immediate family, that you would just keep your hand upon them, guide and direct them, that you would be their shepherd, that you would show them the way, and that they'd all be receptive to your leading. Lord, I pray for all of us that you want to be the good shepherd, but a shepherd leads, and that means we have to follow. You don't get behind and drive us, but you get in front of us. And so it's up to us to stay close to you. So I pray that all these family members and this individual will stay very close to you, that they'll be full of praise and thanksgiving for your love and mercy and salvation in their lives. And so, Lord, just continue to put your hand upon this person and help them to realize that what they're doing right now today is exactly what you want them to do today. Might not be tomorrow, but for today, so that they then would do the very best that they can, and as your word said, that they would be working as unto you today, and will thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, 2:30 live right now. So if you have a special prayer request or urgent prayer request, perhaps you told someone you would pray for them and you want to share that request with Bruce and all of our listeners right now, now is the time to text that request, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce, do you have any more emails there?
No, I don't. And maybe the day is so nice that people are out walking around. Is it
not
nice
down here? No. It's misty and rainy and cold.
The last 2 days, I can't believe it. It was 75 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we had a nice spell. Sunday was gorgeous.
Yeah, and today it's sunny again, and little things are starting to grow, which they shouldn't be up here at this time of year.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
it's 70 degrees in the shade now.
Yeah.
So
yet out, out of the Midwest and Northern California, they're getting swamped with snow. So
I heard they could get up to 12 feet.
Yeah, they were showing in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Oh my gosh, how did your house not get collapsed?
And they show, unfortunately, the cars and the trucks on the major highways that, you can't move. But I'm wondering, if it's snowing that much, why are you out driving in the first place?
Especially when you hear you're going to get 10 feet of snow. I'd hunker down somewhere.
That's right. So we can be thankful for our weather this winter. We've had a pretty mild winter.
But, very, very mild up here. Everybody said this is so unusual. Matter of fact, up here the last 2 days, they broke the record for heat.
Really?
And, it's been – I was just talking to my sister down in South Carolina, and she's a great knitter, so she's always knitting me all these wonderful warm things. And I said, it's been so warm up here that I just mentioned to my wife that, wow, we haven't worn any of the warm clothes that we had all ready to go.
Yeah, right. That's the way it is.
Yeah, again, no cross-country skiing, no snowshoeing, no nothing.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. So
in a way, it has. It certainly has. Although, you know why it's not doing it up here? I finally broke down and a snowblower that was from 2001, still running like a top, but I said, I don't know, that's pretty old for a snowblower. I finally broke down and bought a new one.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to use it. So that's why it's not snowing.
That's why. That's why. All right, friends, look, unless you want to hear Bruce and I talk for the next 20 minutes, you need to text us or email us if you have prayer requests. We know you do, and unfortunately the phone lines aren't open, so we can't take your calls, but you can text 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You text your prayer request to that number, get it right away, and I can share it with Bruce, and he'll pray for you over the air. Or if you'd like to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. Or if you have the free Domestic Church Media mobile app, just pull that up on your phone or tablet in the upper left-hand corner. Click on those four squares, and a menu appears about halfway down. Tap on prayer request, and you can do it right from your phone or tablet, and we'll get it right away as well.
Absolutely.
But text is open, 609-493-8255. We'd love to hear from you and pray for you and your intentions. And, Bruce, our country needs a lot of prayer because, we're in the middle now, amidst of a presidential election that will have an enormous effect one way or another on the country. And so maybe we can say a prayer for our country and those who are running and those who the Lord wants to be voted into office.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you certainly don't need us to tell you what shape our country is in and how it becomes increasingly godless and more evil and darker. And it's exactly what you said was going to happen, that good now becomes called evil and evil becomes good. And being a believer now, it's something that we have kind of been trying to be conditioned not to mention even the word God, and let alone name Jesus and talk about our church or anything like that. And we know, Lord, that that's what the government And that's what the state of the affairs, the social, whatever's going on, tries to tell us in social media. But yet we know that there are so many of your believers that don't go along with that, and that there's lots and lots of us out there. So, Lord, I do pray that you would send the right people in to this upcoming election, not only as a president, but on the Senate level and the Congress level, and the state legislatures and the county governments, because that's where there's a lot of negative stuff going on the local level that affects us absolutely directly as well. And that, Lord, so we do pray for those that are kind of that would do the job that you want them to do. And Lord, I do pray that, Lord, I'm not asking that they are exactly of the persuasion that I am or anyone else is. All I'm praying is that they would be righteous, just people. It'd be wonderful if they were godly people and well-practicing Christians and Catholics. But Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you would just send people in that could somehow turn our country around, that we might somehow overcome all of the social media and all of the negative stuff going on, and the absolute filth that's on television and the movies, and how we're so conditioned for violence and death, and the preoccupation with the death and the occult. Lord, our grandparents would just be just totally shocked to death to see what the world is like now. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just, I don't know who you want to be president. There might be somebody that's in the sidelines that we don't even know about. But, Lord, I do know that we need some leadership one way or the other, Lord. I'm not saying anything against the president now or any of the people that are running for it. I'm just asking that you would send people in, men, women, whatever, that could do the job that you want them to do, that would be bold enough to stand up for what is right, that would be bold enough to stand up for things that are righteous in your eyes, things that really, and that they would actually listen to the people that have elected them. And so, Lord, we know that so often politicians promise us the world, and then when they get in within the first couple of weeks or months, they do exactly the opposite. And we know, Lord, that so often absolute power corrupts, and doesn't even need to be absolute. So often, even on the local level, people get elected in and the power goes to their head, and they start depending on their own wisdom and their own understanding, and they don't consult you. And we know our forefathers consulted you on everything. They looked to you. They depended on you. Our country was founded on people looking to you. And so now, Lord, we know that the enemy has twisted things up so badly that only you can untwist them. So, Lord, once again, we pray for these upcoming elections. We pray for our nation. We pray that you would keep her safe, too, Lord. We're like sitting on the brink all around the world, and that we know that this is not a coincidence, but perhaps because of our bad decisions that we make and our ungodliness that we have, that when we're ungodly, we can't make good decisions. So, Lord, I just pray that you would send someone to help us and protect us, Lord, because now, Lord, we know that annihilation is so quick and so soon and so close that we need you, Lord, to protect us from someone just going, getting out of hand and doing something crazy. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, Bruce is here another 10 minutes or so. So if you have a special prayer request that you would like him to pray for, now is the time to text us that request, 609-493-8255, 609-493-8255, and you can text your prayer request. We'll get it right away, and I can pass it along to Bruce. Mm-hmm. We did receive a prayer request. Bruce, could you please pray for the conversion of Joanne? There's a few of them here now. For the conversion of Joanne, for the conversion of France. Apparently France put abortion in their constitution. So pray for the conversion of France, once a very great Catholic country. Also, please pray for Richard and for our country. We just prayed for that. And for the world to be delivered from communism.
Mm. There's a good one. Haven't heard that in a while. Mm. But that's really what's behind it all.
Yeah.
Socialism leads to communism.
Yep.
And communism always fails.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, you know, Jim, I don't want to get on a bandwagon, but if people would just study history a little bit.
Yeah.
And open their eyes and see what actually comes from this, mm-hmm. what happens in mm-hmm. the long run, that you get, when you talk about communism, talk about ultimate authority.
Right.
All you got to do is look at what Russia is and what communism, mm-hmm. Stalin, and all these people are. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not socialism, it's fascism. So I heard a very shocking thing that, you know, there are people around that thinks fascism and authoritative government is what we need.
Yeah, scary.
You know, it really, really mm-hmm. is, and that... Mm-hmm. It just, so it's on both sides of the scale. So let's pray for the conversion of Joanne, for the nation of France, and we did for our country as well, for Richard, and deliverance from communism. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you first of all, which with to me might be the most important one right now, and that's the conversion of a soul, the conversion of Joanne. You know who she is. You know right where she is. You know the stumbling blocks and hindrances that the enemy has put up in before her in her life. You know her background. You know what goes through her mind. And Lord, you know if whatever resistance there might be. But Lord, I know that no matter where a person is, you can reach them with your word. You can get through to them. You work things out that sometimes in the most miraculous, unthinkable ways, people come to know you, and they get introduced to you, be it a friend, listening to something. It just, you have a way, Lord, because that's your business. That's what you're out there to save the lost. You're out there to save us. You're out to bring people into that relationship with you. And so, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit, I know your Holy Spirit is working mightily on this person. And so I do pray, Lord, that you can't break their will. You can salt the oats, as it were, and make them thirsty for you, perhaps, Lord. But I know that the enemy's going to fight equally hard to just keep these roadblocks and all the reasons why someone shouldn't come to trust you. So, Lord, I do bring this Joanne to you. And again, I add my prayers to whoever called this in for their salvation. And then we do pray for Richard. We pray, Lord, that you would, whatever his needs might be, I don't know whether it's conversion there too or just some general needs, physical, financial, emotional, whatever, maybe some spiritual needs. I don't know, Lord, but I do bring him to you. You know him. You know exactly what his needs are, Lord. And so, Lord, and this person that's calling in knows what they're asking. So I pray you'd search that person's heart and might hear specifically what they're asking. And if it's in your will and in your providence, it might come about. And then we do pray, Father, against the spread of communism and all of these different isms that are anything but good. And so, Lord, we know that the end result of communism, some of us have lived long enough to see it in the long run. We saw and all the horror that went on with that. And so, Lord, I do pray against that spread. And I pray against it's usually hidden, Lord. Doesn't come out like it used to be of card-carrying communists. It comes out very hidden and very subtle and very behind the scenes until it grows and grows and festers like a cancer. So, Lord, I pray, Lord. And, Lord, you try to warn us, Father, by sending the Blessed Mother way back in 1917 and saying, look out, it's going to be a real problem if you don't pray against this. So we add our prayer to that. And then, Lord, sad to hear about France just making abortion part of their constitution. Lord, a great moving of your spirit. It's a country that's kind of turned its back on you, and you've become a joke. And so, Lord, I know that your Holy Spirit needs to blow fresh on this land, that you need to rekindle the once great fires of your life and your spirit there. And, Lord, even for our own country, when it comes to abortion, we really need your help on that. And just, Lord, it just seems beyond reason that someone can just not realize what they're doing. I can understand perhaps if it's a, you know, a young teenager that's scared and doesn't know. But today's day, so much knows. But the people that are behind this, are older, mature adults that know really well what it is. There are women out there that know exactly what's in their womb. They can feel it moving, living around, and they keep calling it an it. And it's just some mass, Lord. And so I do pray against that. And Lord, I know that just recently here in this state, I just got a notice that CVS and Walmart and Walgreens now sell, you can come in and get the abortion pill anytime you want it. And so, Lord, this is just, it's like suicide, and not to mention that it's calling down your wrath upon us. So, Lord, it's hard for us to ask for your deliverance. It's hard for us to ask for your blessing when this is going on. So I do pray that you, Lord, that you would hear the voices of all of us calling out against this, and let the voice of all these aborted babies would be just screaming out loud, looking for justice. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, thank you. We have a couple more came in. We have about 7 minutes left, so maybe I'll just shoot all these to you, and you can just take us home. Person asking to pray for good weather this month going into spring, because we want to pray for the homeless who have to deal with the outdoors and for areas that deal with tough circumstances, fires, etc.
Okay.
And then asking for prayer for, let's see, wait a minute.
I know it's like you have to decipher something.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. I'm my laptop here. I'm only getting half the, for some reason. Only getting half the.
I was doing the same thing when you were texting me. I was only getting half of it.
Okay.
And I keep turning it off and turning it back on again.
Okay. Please pray for Madeline, who was hospitalized with stomach issues, and John, who's recovering from a heart attack. Nancy, for upcoming knee replacement surgery. A brother and sister who are having problems.
Okay, hold on.
All right. This is the kind of email we wish you had gotten at the beginning of the program. I don't know if we're going to get them all in at this point.
That's okay.
4-year-old Jack, diagnosed with leukemia, and his 15-year-old sister that needs neurological surgery for repair.
Now hold on. Let's go back. How old was Jack?
Jack was 4, sorry.
4 and with leukemia. Leukemia. And his sister?
15-year-old sister needs surgery to repair a spinal fluid leak.
Mm.
And then finally, going to pray for the soul of Patricia.
Okay.
So there you go. We have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So storm heaven right now, Bruce.
There you go. Lord, we know everybody kind of waits to the last minute, so but it's okay. Even a quick prayer is better than none, and you hear them all, and they're just as important. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you asking, this person is asking for good weather, but actually I think they're asking for your care of the homeless. And for, Lord, we see so many tragic things happening with forest fires and mudslides and floods, and the springs are always like that. And so, but in the midst of all this, there are people that are living out in tents or living on the street, trying to live in doorways or whatever. So, Lord, I do pray that you would be merciful to them, that you would, and I know there are people that don't have access to shelters, or don't want that, or for whatever reason, and no condemnation there. But Lord, they're still out there, and they need your help. And I know that the homeless have a real special spot in your heart. And those are the ones that your son really kind of ministered to and was so ridiculed for doing that. And so, Lord, I do pray for that. We do pray for Madeline, Lord. Whatever this is with her stomach issues, Lord, I do pray that you would just intercede. That, Lord, you would just touch that part, that stomach. That, Lord, if she needs to see someone or maybe is seeing someone, that you would direct her just a right treatment for this, Lord. If it's something she's trying to treat on her own, Lord, I pray that it might be time for her to find some other help, and that you would just relieve her of that. And for Jack, or for John, rather, as he recovers from a heart attack, Lord, we know that's a long, long haul, and it's not always easy. And so I do pray that you would just keep him from trying to do too much, that you'd help him to actually listen to actually everything the doctor says and would go slow about it, and you'd restore and repair his damaged heart. And then, Lord, our hearts go out to little Jack, 4-year-old with leukemia. Lord, we need a real miracle there. We just ask that you would just intercede, that you would just touch this body. Be with this family. They must be so distraught over this that I pray you'd bring them comfort and reassurance that, Lord, you would just come right in and touch that little body, that you would drive this foul disease from them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask for your healing hand upon Jack. Lord, I know that you are still in the miracle business, no matter what people say, that you still do miracles just like you did way back then. And so I pray you touch little Jack. And for his sister with the spinal fluid leak, Lord, that you would make this surgery successful. And I know that's always a delicate thing when people are touching around your spinal column. So, Lord, I just pray that that would be successful. There'd be no damage done or no nerve damage, but everything would kind of work out just the way you wanted. And then I believe it's Nancy who is having her knee replaced. And so, Lord, I do bring her to you as well right now. I pray that you would just lead her to the right doctors and that you would be with all of the surgeons, anesthesiologists, and all of those in attendance. And I thank you for the wonderful miracle that you've taught people how to replace joints, and Lord, so that we can get some extra miles. Lord, I know several people, one individual, and one gentleman, he's 86 and just had his second or third knee replacement. And so, Lord, I thank you for that, and I just thank you that that's happened. And I do pray especially for Nancy that you would just touch her in a very special, special way. And then finally, Lord, I don't know what the problem is with a brother and sister, but how you want peace in the home. You want peace among families. And there are times that every family is going to have to, when we're that close and we get close, we rub against each other, we cause friction, and friction causes heat, and so that causes arguments. And sometimes those arguments can get out of hand. If that's the problem, I don't know, Lord, but you know exactly where this family is. You know exactly, Lord, what the solution is. But I do know that if forgiveness is needed, and I pray that you'd melt both hearts, that both parties would see where they need correction, that both parties need to see where forgiveness needs to be offered and forgiveness needs to be asked for. And so, Lord, I pray that you just put that wonderful healing balm of Gilead upon this person, this brother and sister. I don't know how old they are. Could be children. They could be adults. They could be older people as well. So, Lord, just intercede. And then finally, Lord, for the repose of the soul to Patricia, you know her. I don't know anything, Lord, but I just pray that you quickly bring her into your presence and all of those who have lost loved ones, and will thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. And Bruce, one more came in while you were praying, so I'll give it to you, and I know you're going to pray for this intention. Please pray for my son, Christopher, who is currently serving in the U.S. Navy. Please keep him and his ship and all who serve safe.
Boy, okay, that's a tough spot. We will definitely do that.
All right, thank you for sending it in, friend.
All right.
Bruce, thank you. We'll talk to you 2 weeks. St. Joseph's Feast Day is the next program.
So yeah.
Two weeks from today, so we'll talk to you then.
Looking forward to going to the Italian-American Club for that one.
There you go.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you, friend.
Bye-bye.